Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions apply. For details, visit Walgreens.com/balance.
St. Louis Bread Company has a new summer salad, the Power Kale Caesar. Mighty tasty kale deserves great salad, and great salad deserves clean dressing. St. Louis Bread Company, food as it should be.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you feeling overwhelmed with unanswered medical questions and the challenges of your diagnosis? Tune in Sundays at 5 p.m. for Soul School from the St. Louis Center for Hope to improve your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. Mary Beth, a registered nurse, will help you navigate health challenges. Monique, a certified professional counselor, will help you find meaning. And David, a spiritual leader, has strategies to help you attain your dreams and live each day full of hope and gratitude. Connect with Soul School, Sundays at 5 p.m. on KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Can we hurry up and get this over? I want to go outside while it's not raining. We only have 45 seconds. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. That's Ian Geist. That's Dan Strauss.
Hello.
Tim Weiland will be here to check the roads. Colin will join us with news and later on movie reviews. Mike Evans will be here. I'll have knuckleheads in the news for you. And, of course, at 5:15 today, the no award-winning Harris Challenge. You never hear that. It was here. The award-winning this, the award-winning that. We've won no awards.
Nothing. We're not even on the radar. Hey, can I start
the
show?
Hold on a second. Let me check the radar.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We're okay. Go. We got 30 seconds before the rain comes. Go.
Is it coming this way?
No.
Okay.
No.
It's a big day today. I just wanted to say happy birthday. I have a girlfriend named Sandy, and she has a granddaughter named Sylvia Massey.
Mm-hmm.
Sylvia turns 5 today.
Wow, happy birthday, Sylvia.
Yeah, Sylvia's listening right now, so happy birthday, Sylvia.
Very, very nice of you. Person who acts as a parent but actually isn't. Oh, there's a grandchild?
Yes.
So you're like the not quite grandfather-in-law.
No, I would be faux pas.
Oh, there you go. And you've committed quite a few of those on the show over the years.
So yes.
That should have been your name to begin with.
Yeah. I will be Sylvia's faux pas.
All right. That's it. A bunch of stuff to talk about. And I do have a couple of things to say about the Supreme Court decision today. But I want to ask this question first. Quite often lately, I've been starting the show on Friday afternoons with, here's something I don't understand. Sometimes it's somebody like Rachel Dolezal. Sometimes it's something a little bit more mundane. Here's the one for today. I go to a gym a few times a week, and the reason I joined this gym is because they have an indoor pool where I can do laps. I like to swim. I can't run because I screwed up my Achilles and my knee playing tennis for years and years and years. So I can't run anymore. I can't do lateral movements. Can't play tennis anymore, unfortunately. And so swimming is good. I like it. Gets the heart racing. So earlier this week, I go there, and, you know, we've been suffering from these stupid thunderstorms and rain clouds for so long. The other day, I go to the gym, and they have a sign at the front that says, indoor pool temporarily closed.
Oh.
And I said, what, are they doing maintenance? I know they usually do maintenance there, but not until August when it's really hot and sticky outside and most people would be using the outdoor pool at this gym. But I can't go to the outdoor pool because there's camp there during the day, and all the kids are out in the outdoor pool, and there's only two lap lanes there as opposed to the indoor pool, which has six, and I'm much more likely to find one in the indoor pool to do laps. So I say, is there maintenance? It's June. Why are you doing maintenance? She said, oh, no. It's because of the thunderstorms. I said, no, I want to go to the indoor pool. I can understand why there was rain that day, as there has been so much lately. I can understand why you'd close the outdoor pool with the threat of lightning. Why are we closing the indoor pool? She said, well, that's just the rule.
Really?
Yes. Now, could anybody explain this to me? I'm serious now.
Even that big pool of water with the building and everything.
It's inside a building.
Would that be considered a conductor? And I don't know. Because a lot of people, when they tell you not to take a shower.
Well, that's what my wife said.
You know why? Because the house, everything's grounded to the water pipes. So if lightning does strike and hits your house or hits anywhere near, it could go through the ground and actually get into the ground itself, into the water pipes. And people have been shocked before.
Why would it hit the ground? Why wouldn't it hit the top of the roof, which is the taller thing, where there's a lightning rod on all of our houses? Didn't Ben Franklin solve this problem for us 250 years ago?
I don't think so.
No?
No. I think, lightning will travel in the ground, though. It could hit the ground and then travel through.
The lightning goes to the tallest thing around. That's why you're not supposed to stand under a tree or...
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You're not supposed to stand under a tree.
During a lightning storm.
Yes. And hold an umbrella as high as you can.
Well... Especially if you're golfing during Caddyshack. That makes it very, very dangerous. I understand that. So you're telling, well, you know what? The lines are lighting up here. Go ahead. Give me a couple of people. I'm sure they'll confirm what you're saying.
I have seen ground strikes through video and things, so it doesn't always hit the highest point.
Whenever I've seen video of ground strikes, it was in a gigantic field. Like it's the middle of farmland, and it hits there. I live in a residential community, and the gym I go to is in a community where there are plenty of other things.
But could it hit a tree and then go down into the ground through the roots and then go through the ground?
Oh, maybe.
I don't know. Electricity, it's a powerful...
Right? Well,
powerful...
Rosemary, hello.
Oh, hi. I heard you talking, and I know it's discouraging. I go to a gym with a pool as well. In Illinois, but I had lightning strike my water line to the ice maker of my refrigerator.
And what did it do?
Well, it made a hole in it and water leaked, but then it also sorted out the light switch on the wall, and the lightning did more damage, but that's where it struck the house.
And so what would have happened to you if you'd been in the shower at the time?
Wow, I don't know, but I wasn't. But yeah, I thought, and I didn't know it happened there until we developed a big puddle of water, you know, and then pulled the refrigerator out and saw that that's where the lightning had struck.
How did you know the lightning hit that?
We pulled out the refrigerator to see why there was a leak.
Yeah, but I mean, how did you come to the conclusion? Because I'll tell you, if I walked into my kitchen and saw a puddle of water around our refrigerator. And we've got one of those lines into the ice maker in our refrigerator, too. And I saw a puddle of water around there. It would take me 100 guesses to get to, I guess, lightning.
Well, they found a big hole in the ice maker, though, too, right? Didn't you, Rosemary?
Yes.
Oh, there's a big hole blown out. So I guess there's not too many reasons for why a big giant hole would blow out of your ice maker.
Right. And there had been a lightning... thunderstorm with lightning, and my VCR had gone out and different things, so that was kind of a clue that it was, you know, it wasn't just out of the blue that I thought, oh, lightning.
Yeah.
And there was graffiti scrawled in the inside of a refrigerator, lightning was here.
There's a giant bolt logo, lightning bolt logo on the front of your refrigerator.
Lightning or Harry Potter was here, I don't know. One of the
I always remember that. So when you started talking about it, I'm glad you took my call. I just wanted to say that I can confirm that lightning will go to the water.
All right. Well, I'm glad you called, Rosemary. Thank you. I'm just stunned that we are in the year 2015, you know, 240, 50 years after Ben Franklin invented the lightning rod, and we still can't keep that outside of the building where the threat would normally seem to be. Todd, you're on the Big 550.
Hello. Hey, sounds similar to my story. My wife and I have been married about 20 days. She just got done washing the dishes in the stainless steel sink, come to bed, and all of a sudden, bam, house gets hit by lightning. Smoke coming out of about four or five electrical sockets. I hear this hissing noise in the basement, so I go downstairs, and where the outside cast iron drain line had gone out of the basement, you know, through the yard, it crossed, oh, maybe a half inch from a water pipe. Well, the water pipe was split with about a four-inch split, and you could see, you guys are joking about lightning bolt pattern on the,
yeah.
You could see the pattern of a lightning bolt on the copper pipe.
You mean like in a zigzag pattern?
In a burn zigzag pattern. I'm like, wow. Whoa! So I turned the water off, of course, you know, and called my landlord, told him what happened. Well, the next day, I go out, and there was a vent that was outside that, you know, it had one of those caps that's about, you know, 4 inches around with all the holes in it. Well, the cap was missing from the vent in the backyard. It was in the front yard. It had blown the thing up into the air and tossed it into the front yard. And there was a piece of, this, back in the days of the old antenna TV, you know, the old antenna with the TV wire going outside of the old antenna. Well, there's a piece of antenna wire, was about 6 inches long, that was sticking into the tree in the backyard. It was unbelievable. And all I could think of was my wife had just come to bed. She was washing dishes in a stainless steel sink a minute earlier, and I'd have been a widower. It would have killed her.
Wow.
Nope. Yeah, it was that scary.
Now, wait a second. We have a scientist on the show who can tell us exactly how much power it would take to do all that kind of damage. Dr. Emmett Brown is here. Dr. Brown, how much power do you think you need a lightning bolt to have in order to cause the damage that Todd is saying happened to his house?
1.21 gigawatts.
Now, that sounds about right.
That sounds right to me.
Thank you very much.
All right, Todd, I'm glad you called. Just in case anybody thinks we you guys do really serious stuff on that show.
No.
We do. We had a scientist on.
By the way, I remember a story Dan told me about 10 years ago. He was upstairs at his house, and he went downstairs because there was some hissing from the basement, and it was your ex-wife, wasn't it?
Yes. And the cat. They were getting ready to fight.
Bill, hello.
Yeah. You know, the thing about lightning is it'll pass through any non-conductive item, like drywall in your house, and if the pool that you're swimming in is made of fiberglass, they usually build like a rebar reinforced frame grid around the outside of it to support it.
Okay, well, the rebar would tell me that's not good because that's probably conductive.
Exactly. That's my point. So it'll hit the water to pass through the wall of the pool to get to the rebar.
So, again, I go back to my question, why haven't we, in a couple of centuries of American ingenuity, why haven't we developed something that would be a real lightning rod and keep that stuff from shocking us on the inside of a building?
Because the problem with a lightning rod is when you put a lightning rod on a building, the lightning rod it'll try to pull in the largest bolt. But if you've ever seen a lightning strike, there's a trillion little bitty fingers that are going out in different directions. You can't stop all of it. It's impossible.
Yeah.
You have a Faraday cage, you can, but you can't put a Faraday cage around your house.
Yeah, I made a mistake. My lightning rod pulls an Usain bolt.
Oh, my goodness. I see what you did there.
Yowza.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, but that's why they're not going to let you swim in the pool. You're crazy to get. You should never be on a landline telephone when it's lightning outside. You shouldn't take a shower.
A landline telephone? What are you talking
Absolutely
about?
Oh, yeah,
it's 2015.
Yeah, nobody has those.
You can get really.
People that have them.
So, wait a second. I'm talking to you right now on a landline telephone inside a building that is full of electronic equipment.
That's right. And if this gets hit by lightning, it'll get you. It's dangerous. Unless it's somehow isolated. which isn't very likely.
Well, we're right in the middle of Westport Plaza. We're not that isolated.
You're by that great big golden building, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes, we're
right behind it.
That looks like a lightning rod all in itself.
I know.
Well, I feel so much better now, Bill.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. Here's Will on the Big 550. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
Lightning is caused from water crystals in the atmosphere that collide in a thunderstorm, and they get charged with positive ions.
And?
And when these the electric gets so powerful or built up, it releases a charge.
Yes.
And that charge could actually go to the ground because it's grounding. There's also the atmosphere is charged. And it goes to where the least amount of resistance is. In fact, a person is 10 times more likely to get struck by lightning, not just standing up, but what you're supposed to do is sit down on the ground, because if it does hit the ground or a tree, it'll travel to you, and it's best if it goes through 1 foot and out the other leg. You're supposed to sit with your legs crossed so it'll pass through you. You might get injured in your legs, but it won't kill your vital organs.
Wow, that was a lot more detail than I will ever remember to do. If I'm in a lightning storm, I'm not going to get down.
If you're stuck in a field in a golf course or something like that and you have no shelter, yeah, you have to sit down. But anything wet but the moisture vapors, the moisture pellets in the atmosphere are charged. You'll have lightning electrical atmosphere even from a storm that's miles away.
Very interesting. So my original theory, which is that lightning is attracted to chlorine, that's not going to work?
Nope.
Okay. I thought
and electric is something we still do to this day do not understand fully. So no one can, all they can do with the lightning rod is try to direct electric away from somebody.
All right.
You're safer in your car because it's a metal structure. You have fellers that do power line work. They're actually in a metal suit. They get off a helicopter. They put a wire from the copter to the electric line.
Yeah.
And they step out on this thing, and they are in a wire mesh suit.
Yeah.
And the voltage travels over the suit.
I've seen these guys. Have you ever seen video of these guys working a power line?
I was a tree. I was a tree man for years, and yes, I do know about it.
So you and the part that you mentioned there is the most important part. They always touch a piece of metal to it, like a, I guess you'd call it like a grounding stick.
It's a ground rod. Yes.
A ground rod. Okay. And they do that
on the platform,
and that discharges whatever extra
exactly
charge there is on that line before they get up there. And I'm talking about the high tension wires on the big towers.
Exactly, shooting 40 to 80,000 volts.
Wow.
Yeah. But those are the guys where I go, thank you for being brave enough to do that job. because 99.9% of us ain't going up there.
No.
I'm glad you called, Will. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, one more before we break here. GW, hello.
Hey, fellas, how you doing today?
Good, thanks.
About 40 feet, my neighbor's yard, weeping willow tree, been hit a couple times. Last spring it got hit, and it blew the thermos, and then it traveled in the ground. They called it a substrike. So it hit the big tree, and then it went into the ground.
Yeah.
Then it came in through my house. It blew my digital thermostat off the wall, which controls heating and cooling.
Mm-hmm.
It took out the home theater amp. It took out 3 DVR U-verse boxes.
Well, you see, right there is proof that lightning is controlled by Satan, because it took away your air conditioning and your television.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, if it, and the other one was talking about the refrigerator going. Now you're talking about air conditioning, TV, and food. Without that, we can't live.
Why don't you just take the books?
This is the weird part about this deal. So we hook up with the insurance guy, and he comes over. And actually, the only reason I thought anything was really wrong at first, I could smell something electronic kind of smelling, like burnt electronics.
Yeah.
I go in, and the home theater amp in the family room is smoking, and smoke's coming out of the top of the home theater amp through the, you know, the grill. And so I start looking around, and then I see the thermostat spiked a couple inches off the wall. Pulled the unit right off the wall, and there's the screws.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And so then the insurance company comes, we look at everything, and they said, well, sorry, you know, it's an act of God. So nothing was covered except for U-verse. They did come and give me new boxes, but I had to get a new home theater amp, had a new digital thermostat for the wall.
Wow.
I had the house completely inspected and downloaded every outlet, everything tested, GFIs, the whole house. But that tree's been hit several times. And since then, the guy finally realized, like, hey, I got to get rid of this thing. So they, yeah, the neighbor, 40 feet away, he did have a tree service come and take out this old 25-year-old weeping willow. It was a huge thing. They
like Steve Martin and the Jerk. It's the tree. Yeah. He hates this tree.
Yeah.
I'm glad you called, GW. Thanks. I got to go because we're getting breaking news here about those escapees in upstate New York, you know, the guys who got out of prison with the help of the couple that worked at the prison. We're getting a report now that one of them, Richard Matt, has been shot by police. We don't know what condition he's in or exactly where that happened, but they're now chasing the other guy, David Sweat, who must really be sweating at this point. We're going to find out some more details for you and come back with that in a moment here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
Yeah, we're going to get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
And I was listening to Paul and you guys talking about the guys on the helicopter doing the high wire act there.
Yeah, why don't you do that someday?
No, yeah, thank you. I don't think so. just like that. But last year, the lines between Cahokia and Dupo, they had the guys doing that. And I sat out and I watched them probably for about 15 or 20 minutes. It's pretty amazing.
It's like a magic act, isn't it?
It really is. It's just fascinating that these guys get out there and you just watch them. Like you said, I don't know if they hook something or they just get this pole to touch and they get out and they do some work. And I'd love to know the kind of money they make.
It's not enough. And no, by the way, no net.
No net. No net. They got a safety harness, but you know, what if that gets caught, you know?
Every time the guy comes down, he does like a double somersault and comes up and gives you the circus. Ta-da!
I wonder if they're able to get life insurance.
I don't know.
Probably a pretty big premium.
I'm probably sure the company pays for it, too.
Check here if you use a charging, charging dispersal rod, or whatever they call it.
All right. Well, traffic right now is not too bad, except in some of the areas that are flooded. Now, northbound 67, that's jammed up south of the Lewis Bridge all the way up to the Clark Bridge, and that's where they're sharing that northbound lane because of the floods there. We also have 79 in both directions between Y and Missouri 47 that's closed due to flooding. Highway 94 between H near Highway 67, told you about that one. Riverview, both directions at Hall Street. And then southbound 67, they're sharing that northbound lane. Now, westbound 40 is starting to slow now from Hampton through McCausland. Northbound 55, you're backed up to the ramp of 44 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. And this report brought to you by Staples. They have great deals for your business, from laptops, tablets, and smartphones to services like setup and repair, even free recycling of old technology. Make on budget happen. Make up and running happen. Staples, make more happen. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
There is only one way to predict the future of St. Louis baseball tomorrow, and that's by listening to Memphis Redbirds games on the Big 550 KTRS. Monday, June 29th at 7.05 p.m., the Redbirds take on the Colorado Springs Sky Sox on KTRS. Your home of the Memphis Redbirds.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or Bowen Dental Care. Com.
One of the best ways of saving money on your home energy costs is through insulation. Having a house with poor insulation is kind of like taking your money and tossing it into the wind. If your home isn't properly insulated, it's allowing cold air to seep in the winter and the hot air to seep in the summer. But you can save hundreds, even thousands of dollars a year on your energy costs with one call to Aladdin Insulation at 636-947-8000. For over 65 years, Aladdin Insulation has been making homes and commercial buildings more energy efficient. Aladdin Insulation can install spray foam, standard fiberglass, or blown fiberglass, dramatically lowering your energy costs by 20% or more. It even improves sound and noise control. Aladdin also installs gutters and gutter protection. Call them for a free assessment of your home or commercial building at 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000. Or see their website at mascocs.com. Start saving on your energy costs now. Call Aladdin Insulation at 636-947-8000.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is with us. Kathy, how should buyers prepare when looking for a new home?
Well, align yourself with a knowledgeable agent team like us. Homes are selling quickly and often for above asking price. We network with other agents to find coming soon homes before they even hit the market.
Kathy Helbig, what makes buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups because we have a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as design and staging, marketing, and buying. Specialist.
How are you using technology to help your client?
Our clients can utilize iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps that help make the home buying process smooth and fun.
Great.
It allows for direct communication with our clients, and they have the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's fantastic. That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West Real Estate. She's an expert on KSDK Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on the Big 550 KTRS. Check her out online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD.
It's summertime and the 4th of July is right around the corner. Come on into Appliance Discounters for some sweet summer savings. Beginning today and until July 3rd, get rebates up to $1,000 on select GE appliances. Or how about a free over-the-range GE microwave with a purchase of a GE slide-in stove or a GE wall oven and cooktop. Need your dishwasher replaced? We'll install your new GE Select dishwasher for free. Now remember, we're closed on 4th of July, so shop before at Appliance Discounters and enjoy the holidays outdoors.
Everyone hates It's moving day.
What a hassle.
But you don't have to. Dielman Moving and Storage, with their experience and training, can take care of all the details and put your mind at ease. Everything you need for a smooth move can be handled by Dielman Moving and Storage. If you need boxes or packing materials, if you need help moving your stuff, or if you just need a place to store your stuff, call Dielman Moving and Storage. 314-428-MOVE. 314-428-MOVE. Mention this ad and save 10% on packing materials. Deal with Dielman. Dielman Moving and Storage. Online at dielmanmoving.com.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with Max Life technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
This is Steve Light and Greg Gonzalez, host of the Retire Worry Free Show on the Big 550 KTRS.
As retirement planning specialists for the last 22 years, we have helped people get everything they want out of retirement. So the question is, what do you want out of your retirement? When you cut through all the fluff, it all boils down to this. When exactly can I retire? And what's my retirement going
to
look like?
If there's anything we can do to help you get the retirement you've always wanted, let us know. Go to StephenGreg.com.
That's StephenGreg.com.
Or listen to Retire Worry Free on the Big 550 KTRS.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam. And admit that the waters around you have grown. And accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing.
Thought I was going to have to swim home last night. Oh. I forgot about the harmonica accompaniment, Dan. Very, very nice.
Thanks.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. That's Dan Strauss. That's Ian Geist. I am Paul Harris. Thank you for listening. The story about the escaped convicts in upstate New York, here's the latest from the Associated Press. Richard Matt has been shot and seriously wounded by law enforcement. One of the two escaped murderers, Matt, was shot in the vicinity of Lake Titus, New York, an area that's been intensely searched by authorities in recent days. The Buffalo News confirms that he's been shot and may be dead. CNN reports the police are now in pursuit of his fellow escapee and also convicted murderer, David Sweat. Lake Titus is about 10 miles west of Owl's Head, where the cops had found evidence that those two guys had broken into a cabin. Matt is the guy who was in the slammer for doing some horrible stuff to his former boss, killing and dismembering his former boss. He was serving 25 to life there, but he was the one who they called the charmer of the two. Remember this part of the story? That the woman who worked there fell for him because he was like the George Clooney of the prison.
Ah.
Now, here's the part about this that I still don't understand is her husband is involved in this, too. He also worked there.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know many guys who would see their wife charmed by a Clooney-esque prisoner and go, oh, well, yes, honey, I'm happy to help you get your dream lover out of jail. Let's do that together as a couple.
Did he help?
No, I don't think he helped.
No, he provided the tools. That's the story that I heard yesterday.
I thought it was her that was providing the tools.
She got them from the husband.
Oh, see, I missed that part. Because
Sweat and Matt broke out of prison with tools allegedly provided by worker Joyce Mitchell via corrections officer Gene Palmer. That's her husband. The tools were reportedly hidden in frozen meat.
Yeah.
I did hear the meat part. I did hear the husband interviewed saying he was probably going to end up dead once.
The husband or the prisoners?
The husband. He thought he was interviewed, I guess, a couple days ago, saying that if she were to help them, if she was supposed to be their getaway driver, if she would have gone through with that, he figures they both would have been dead.
Oh, absolutely.
They both wouldn't have been needed anymore.
Absolutely. But these guys, Matt and Sweat, would have definitely used them to get out of there, have them drive them to wherever it was, and then it's good night. Absolutely. So the report that we have now is that one of them has been shot by police, possibly dead, and the other one they're still looking for. They're in hot pursuit, as we say in the law enforcement game. This has been quite a week for news. You had the thing in Charleston, which led to the Confederate flag coming down in South Carolina and Alabama and Mississippi, where I pretty much thought they were stitched into the sky. I didn't think that would ever happen. And then the Obamacare ruling yesterday and this thing in upstate New York. And today, the Supreme Court makes its ruling on gay marriage.
Yeah.
Which is now legal.
For all 50 states? Is that right?
In all 50 states. Doesn't take effect immediately everywhere. It's not like any gay couple could go to their local courthouse and get married right then and there. There's a delay in some places where I guess they got to get the procedures in line. By the way, I'm trying to plan ahead. What time this afternoon do heterosexual couples' marriages start dissolving? Because that's what we were told was going to happen. If you let gays marry, that'll cause non-gay couples to no longer marry it and ruin their marriages. So,
well, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie can get married now, right? Wasn't that one of the conditions that they were waiting for?
Is that right?
I think so.
I don't remember that. I thought you were implying that he was a she or she was a he, and now they can get gay married.
I believe they had said at one point they were not going to get, because they're not married,
right? Oh, no, I think you're right, that they said we're not getting married until everybody has the right to get married. Wow. Dan, check the mailbox, see if we have an invitation for that wedding.
All right, I'm sure we do. Or we'll at least get one. Probably be here Monday.
You know, here's the thing, if you are gay, you need to remember that it doesn't mean that you can't be fired for being gay, because we still don't have laws protecting you from that. And I say that as a warning in the same way they had to warn people in Colorado and Washington. Yes, it's legal for you to smoke dope in your house, but your boss can still drug test you.
Yeah.
So the same things, I guess, apply. Boy, the polls really have changed dramatically on this. I can't remember any civil rights issue happening this quickly. I mean, 15 years ago, you couldn't get married if you were a gay couple in any state. 15 years ago. And now here's the Supreme Court after pretty much the polls have gone completely from one extreme to the other. It was probably less than 20% of Americans 15 years ago would have said, oh, yeah. Yeah, gay couples can get married. Maybe 15% of Americans would have said that. And now it's more than two-thirds.
Yeah, and I heard, like, younger, like, the people that are younger,
yes,
like 30 and under, mm-hmm, it's higher than that. It's like 70.
Maybe even closer to 80.
Yeah.
Which is remarkable.
Yeah.
Although I do want to mention one thing that I saw this week, which my daughter was cheering about. We're all part of, well, not all of us, Ian's not. You and I, Dan, are part of the baby boom generation.
Yeah.
And we're now outnumbered by millennials.
Really?
So what generation are you part of? You're 37.
I think it's either X or Y.
Well,
I don't know.
Let's see. You were born in 78?
Generation X is...
Millennials are those born 1982 through 2000. So our daughters are millennials.
Yeah.
There are now millennials now make up one quarter of the U.S. population, 83.1 million. We baby boomers make up 75.4 million. We were the biggest population bump in our American history, but now we had kids. And here's the other part of it. We're also dying.
Yes.
Because the baby boom generation started in 1946.
So, yeah, we're towards the end of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You and I, you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're much younger.
Yeah. 1946 through 1964 would be your baby boomers.
Yeah.
So what was the generation after the baby boom?
Generation X, that's what I found here. Demographers, historians, and commentators use beginning birth dates ranging from the early 60s to the early 80s as Generation X.
I never heard that phrase when I was growing up.
Why? Where does that term come from and why? I don't understand why Generation X.
How it started?
That's weird.
It says here the term Generation X was coined by the Magnum photographer Robert Capa in the early 50s.
Okay.
He used it later as a title for a photo essay about young men and women growing up immediately after the Second World War.
Yeah, I know there's a much easier explanation for this. If you ask people born between 1965 and 1985, when you play tic-tac-toe, what do you want to be? They will all say, I want to be X.
Yeah.
So that's how they became Generation X.
And I'm starting in the middle.
Of course you start in the middle.
We have an update here. Tim Weiland just sent me this. Richard Matt is now...
confirmed dead?
Confirmed killed.
Okay.
Wow.
That's a darn shame.
Yes.
Well, he won't be going back.
Right. There's a cot open in cell block C.
Oh, yeah. I'm guessing both of those guys were not going to be taken alive. I'm guessing...
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing it's been more than 2 weeks?
Yes, you don't hear about these cases going very long.
I mean, these guys were dangerous, scuzzball murderers, horrible, horrible guys. But you got to give them credit for getting 2 weeks out of this.
Now, I think the fact that the area they were in helped, too.
In the woods?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say 2 weeks of freedom. I'm not sure that what they've had counted as freedom.
No.
Do you think that they've gotten a good night's sleep in the last 2 weeks?
Probably not. And one of them was probably
staying together. You probably were able to sleep in shifts then, so that's good.
Well, you better trust that other guy really good.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, I think they pretty much only had each other at this point.
Yeah.
And I wonder if they were trying to get to Canada. You'll never know unless you catch the other guy and he stays alive. But I would imagine once they get to him...
Well, they didn't try... It looks like they didn't try getting a car or anything. It looks like maybe they were just on foot the whole time.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't very far from the first cabin, it looks like. I'm looking at the map here on CNN. Wasn't that far from the correctional facility.
No, it was probably about 15 miles west of there.
And then the cabin they were found in today was another 14 miles northwest of that. So
they didn't go really...
She left him hanging, I think, with the...
By not being there for the ride?
By not being the
ride.
Getaway driver, I think.
Yeah.
I think that threw a wrench in their plans.
Yeah, well, the part about her was, you know, she had an anxiety attack that day.
Yes.
The day of the breakout, the day that breakout was planned, and they probably had worked on this for quite a long time. because they had to figure out how to get the tools and, you know, seduce her in a way that she would convince her husband to give her the tools and then give them to them and all that sort of stuff. And on that day, she was supposed to be waiting for a car, but she had an anxiety attack and went to the hospital and told everybody why she had an anxiety attack.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the only way that they knew that she and her husband were involved.
Wow.
Because the only other way that they could have found out is by capturing one of these guys. Or if there had been some sort of evidence about the collusion going on inside
the
prison.
Wow, why would you throw that out there? I guess she had anxiety about it and everything and just decided to clear her conscience and just throw it out there. But, man, you know, the one guy's dead. The other guy, chances are, is going to be dead.
Yeah.
They would have taken it to their grave and they would have been okay.
Yeah. Something was eating away at her on the inside.
Yeah.
And I guess that they didn't tell her ahead of time what the plan was about where they wanted to go. Or maybe they did. Maybe these cabins. No, I don't think these cabins were the goal.
No.
I think get as far away as possible.
Oh, I would imagine Mexico or Canada, one of the two.
Yeah. Thank goodness we have good border patrol. Or that could never have happened.
Yep.
This has just been a remarkable week.
Now, Frank swears that there's going to be a movie about this.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
If there are not 19 men and women in Hollywood working on a plot for this and a screenplay for this right now, I'll be completely shocked. But here's my question. If you're going to write a movie about this, do you have to now go to the next of kin of this guy and the actual still living people? Do you have to get them to sign a piece of paper?
I don't know.
Giving you the rights to their story?
I don't know. And do you? And I guess you have to go to her and to the husband.
Yeah.
And then you have to have her just sit down with you and tell as much as a story as possible.
Of course, you could also just make it a quickie movie where you don't ask them at all and you just change the names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't Richard, Matt, and David Sweat. That's crazy. It was Richard Sweat and David Matt in our screenplay. We changed it completely. I don't know why you'd think it was the same.
It was Richard Perspiration.
That's right. And then you just fill in the rest of it from whatever's in the public record. I mean, that's how a lot of movies end up getting made about semi-public figures like this. And I guess once you escape from prison and you've been profiled on CNN and every other news outlet every day for 15 straight days, you're pretty much in the public eye, and somebody can write whatever they want about you. So it's been a very busy news week. We will give you a chance to see how much of it you recall when we play the Harris Challenge at 5:15 this afternoon. Next hour, Colin joins me to review Ted 2, the new movie from Seth MacFarlane. And we'll get into some other showbiz news as well, right after the update on the rest of the news at the top of the hour here on the Big 550.
Meep, meep.
And we're going to get a look at traffic right now with Tim Wiley.
I am surprised. If she had an anxiety attack, I'd be having a heart attack.
Yeah,
it's going to be me, you know?
You know what? Maybe she realized at the last second, anxiety attack, better than bullet in head.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it would have been. You know it. Boy, a lot of stuff's happened since the last traffic report. We have a stalled vehicle on eastbound 44 east of the Merrimack River, or the west of the Merrimack River, blocking the right lane. We have westbound 30 at Little Brennan, a crash that had a fire. You've got westbound traffic that's backing up. It's also affecting eastbound traffic. Eastbound 40 at Hanley, the left lane is blocked due to a crash. On southbound 59 at McNutt in Herculaneum, you've got a crash that's blocking the left lane. And now one just came over on westbound 70 before Highway 79. Another crash there blocking the right lane. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have great deals for your business, from laptops, tablets, and smartphones to services like setup and repair, even free recycling of old technology. Make on budget happen. Make up and running happen. Staples, make more happen. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
Now look, we're not saying it's right.
The Big 550.
Don't say your name.
KTRS.
For months, you've heard about the latest sales at Granite Busters.
Well, there are other reasons why you should choose Granite Busters for your stone countertops.
Granite Busters has a huge on-site display of slabs.
Over 500 of them.
In just about every color and style imaginable. Most other granite retailers have a few slabs or samples, but make you drive across town to their supplier's warehouse to shop around for the slab you want.
Who wants to do that?
You won't have to.
to at Granite Busters. Granite Busters also offers precision technology. They use a laser templater to capture the exact dimensions of your kitchen. Once you pick out your slab, you'll see on a large computer screen how that exact stone pattern will look on your countertops. They even match up the color flow with the shape of your counters. Then they use a laser to precisely cut the slab to your specific measurements. And another machine perfectly cuts the edges, eliminating potential human error and ensures your satisfaction. It's why they guarantee every installation for life. Nobody else does that. Granite Busters, the best deal and so much more. 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. Online at GraniteBusters.com.
News, weather, and traffic.
To get you to and from work.
The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Now is the perfect time to invest in your home. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here. Increase the value of your home with custom closets from locally owned and locally operated St. Louis Closet Company. You can organize for less than you think. They offer free in-home estimates, so give them a call today at 314-781-9000 to schedule your consultation. With a custom closet from St. Louis Closet Company, you truly will have a place for everything. Whether it's a master closet, a kid's closet, pantry, home office, entertainment center, laundry room, playroom, even a Murphy bed, St. Louis Closet Company will get your entire home organized for less. Now is the perfect time to invest in your home, and St. Louis Closet Company will work with your budget to create a place for everything in your home. Call St. Louis Closet Company today at 314-781-9000 to schedule your free in-home estimate. Recently, I had St. Louis Closet Company come out and take this wasted space and turn it into a valuable closet. You need closet space. You need value in your home. You need St. Louis Closet Company.
I'm Bob Ramsey, the voice of St. Louis FC, here on your home for St. Louis FC, KTRS. St. Louis FC takes on the New York Red Bulls on Saturday, June 27th at 7 o'clock. Pre-game coverage at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS, your home of the St. Louis FC.
You've walked through 18 open houses. Your feet hurt and your head is buzzing. Living in a van is starting to sound strangely appealing. But then you hear it. The sound of hope, of Zillow. You glance at your phone to see a three-bedroom Craftsman in the right school district. It's perfect, and it just showed up on your phone, like magic. So sign up for mobile alerts, and we'll send you homes that fit your criteria when they hit the market. And to think, you wanted to live in a van. Zillow. Find your way home.